You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Here's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. Ethan's here. Sue is here. The whole crew is here. Fred is not with us today. Fred is on vacation this week.
Yeah, he's in the Cayman Islands.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Sue, you and I are missing out.
Yes.
Caymans, Hawaii. Yeah.
We got bubkis.
Yeah.
We po.
Exactly. We odor. So that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. My daughter came home this weekend. She's 2 weeks away from being done with college this semester, and then she's doing her last semester online.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to be home all next semester.
That's nice.
I think so. I'm cautiously optimistic. Let's say that. Cautiously optimistic about her being home. We shall see how that works out. I think it's going to be good. She was telling my wife the other day that she's not sure how she feels about coming back home.
Well, why did she choose to do the online thing? Do we know?
She's ready to be done.
Yeah, she's
at school. Hit that point.
Okay. Of,
you know, the college experience.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, done.
Okay.
Had that.
I get that.
Kind of through with it. So she's ready to move on from there. So we'll see how this works out. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So Ethan is working on connecting with Chad and getting him all hooked up here, and we will catch up with him. Did you see this news about how Jack Smith has decided to drop all the charges?
Tell me about it.
So, you know, Jack Smith was the guy who was prosecuting Trump, that he was the big threat to democracy. You may have missed that. I know it didn't get talked about very much.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, but why did he drop?
Well, they knew that this was going to happen, right? It had already come out. And the Department of Justice has a longstanding policy that says you cannot prosecute a sitting president.
And why? This is why it just boggles my mind that he kept doubling down.
I agree. Even after the Supreme Court said,
yes,
look, all these things off the table.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff that they had, it pretty much took it out of play.
It did.
So it's like, okay, you can't blame him for any of the, like, the January 6th stuff.
No. Nope.
Which, by the way, the state rep that I was on with at the other station,
yeah,
January 6th stuff, that was
the big thing.
He was overthrowing the government for all that.
Oh.
And I said, you know who cares about January 6th stuff? People who have Trump derangement syndrome. And he actually said, I have Trump derangement.
He did.
He admitted it. He said,
that's interesting.
I have TDS. And for a second, he didn't say Trump derangement syndrome at first. And I went, TDS, what is that? I have ADD, but I don't, I don't know what that is.
Maybe that prevents you from knowing what TDS.
Probably. So then he came back and he actually laid it out and said, I have Trump derangement syndrome. And I was like, God help you. You really do.
Wow.
Like, you're just eat up with this. Donald Trump lives in these people's heads rent-free 365 days a year.
Well, it truly is a shame. And they've just bought all that stuff they were sold on regular media. That's the only thing I can think.
I had the girl who was the valedictorian of my high school in Berryville, Arkansas. Very smart lady. She actually is here in St. Louis now. She's a medical researcher with WashU. And she is all kinds of smart. Right. Mm-hmm. So she actually sent me a note after the election and said, you got to help talk me through this. I am super worried about where this is going to go.
Well, that's nice that she reached out and said, hey,
she was
walk me through it.
Seriously worried, though, about that whole thing.
Were you able to help?
Somewhat.
OK,
I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Did we get everything worked out with Chad? Chad, are you there?
Mike, I tell you, it's great to be with you. I love hearing what you said about Jack Smith. They say the first step to getting over a problem is admitting you have one.
This is very true. I talk about that on a regular basis when I go into the county council meetings, like I will later on tonight. It's like,
it's
you know.
It's so frustrating when they're like, it's an insurrection. And I'm just like, come on, give us a little credit.
You're right.
If we were looking to mount an insurrection, we would have done a lot better than that.
Yeah. I mean, really, that was the insurrection of you saw everybody. You had plenty of time to do something about it. And as they started walking to you, I don't know, you could have maybe stopped them.
It looked more like peaceful protesting.
Yes, it looked like people who didn't have weapons. First of all, if I'm going to do an insurrection, I'm probably going to bring a weapon with me.
Exactly.
It does make it easier. Hey, so for folks who don't know, you were a member of the Missouri House of Representatives, and you are district?
40, that's Pike in Lincoln County.
There you go. So, which I have a special place in my heart for, because my mother grew up in Louisiana, Missouri. So I have
lots
of family there. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous river town.
Until the Mississippi floods. Then downtown's not quite as gorgeous. But I do have an awful lot of relatives. If you were Phillips up in Louisiana, I'm probably kin to you. If you're a Hallows in Louisiana, probably kin to you. So that's the family we have there. But Missouri House just did new leadership elections, and you were elected as the Speaker pro temp for the House of Missouri. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. It's an awfully nice title. With a slightly bigger office, but it doesn't really come with a whole lot of more responsibilities, right? It's like people say, what's a Speaker pro tem do? I guess it's like being vice president or lieutenant governor, you know, not a whole lot of additional responsibility.
As long as everything goes well with the people who have the other jobs, there's not a whole lot for you to do. But
that's exactly
in
right.
The event that someone cannot fulfill their duties, you will be able to step in and take over.
Yeah. It's like being the first runner-up in a Miss America pageant, I suppose.
It's exactly what I was thinking. Your flowers aren't quite as pretty, but we still think you're a beauty anyway.
Everybody calls you Mr. Speaker, except for the actual speaker, I suppose.
Who reminds you that you're not. So
that's exactly right.
But with you have brand new leadership that's coming into play. Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody once. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One time about the Missouri legislature, the state of Missouri, I guess, is the only $50 billion a year company you will ever run into that has a 2-year business plan. Because that's really about as far as you can go. Every 2 years, you're going to change that leadership over, or in Missouri's case, sometimes even faster. You're going to change that over. So long range planning is really not the strength of Missouri legislature, because the leadership does change over so much. But now that you have the new folks, go ahead.
That's the thing about term limits as well, right? You get 8 years in the House, you might get another 8 years in the Senate. And so, you know, in all reality, Mike, if we're being frank about that, what term limits has done is it's empowered that long-term institutional knowledge to folks who aren't accountable to the voters. Really, in all honesty, what it has done is empowered the bureaucracy of Missouri. Because that's what ends up happening is bureaucrats just end up, you know, waiting you out. And I think when term limits came about, they came about with good intentions, but really what it ended up doing was empowering the bureaucracy.
I agree completely. I'm actually a fan of, and I wish we could get it to the voters and see if the voters would be willing to relook at this. But to your point, you can do 8 in the House, you can do 8 in the Senate. So 16 total if you termed all the way through. I would really prefer that we look at 16 however you want to spend them. If you can
that
do
makes,
16 in the House,
great. That
makes
far more sense.
At least it gives us consistency.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because right now, we just don't have that in Missouri government.
No, we don't. And it does make the long-term planning a little difficult. It makes the long-term institutional knowledge sparse when it comes to people who are actually accountable to voters.
But now you've got where you could term out. And then what is it right now? 6 months you have to sit on the sideline and then you can become a lobbyist?
Well, first of all, let me start off by saying I have no intention on ever becoming a lobbyist.
You being the general you, not you, Chad Perkins. Sorry.
No, me, Chad Perkins. I have no intention on being a lobbyist, right? When my days are over in the Missouri House or Senate, I look forward to going back to doing my own private job. So
there you go. And and people can hear you on what radio station up there?
So, well, it's funny you should ask, right? So this is my 30th year in radio. I've never worked in talk radio. I have been in country radio for 30 years and currently with KJFM up here in Bowling Green in Louisiana.
There you go. So it's always good to have another radio guy on. Brad Hildebrand would be very proud of me for having another radio guy on the radio.
Well, it's good of him to do that. We're 37 minutes into the 3 o'clock hour on a overcast Monday afternoon here on 97.1.
We're playing stacks and stacks of hot wax of all your conservative talk favorites. This is awesome. Hey, I do want to talk to you, though, with the new leadership that's coming in. What is going to be the top priority for the Missouri legislature as we start this new session in January?
We've got 3 or 4 things we want to get accomplished, I think, for certain. And then, of course, you end up seeing what ends up materializing as the session goes on. But I think certainly you're going to look for the House to prioritize some things regarding the passage of Amendment 3, right? Amendment 3 was, you know, for lack of a better term, the abortion amendment that came to the House.
Right.
We're going to do some things with that. The law allows us to define terms. There were a lot of terms in that amendment that were not clear. I mean, what does the term fetal viability mean? Well, I think the legislature has a responsibility to define that. I think we'll also want to get out ahead of what does the mental health of the mother mean? Those are things we need to address. I think you're going to look at us doing all the things we can to curb the effects of the passage of Amendment 3, including probably passing HJR, a House joint resolution, to put it back on the ballot so that Missourians get another chance to look at that. Because, you know, the thing is, when it passes on the ballot, the House is to some degree, the House and Senate, you know, have to, I guess, to some degree kind of, you know, stay within those bounds. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to our voters who did not want these things to happen, right, to curtail their effect as much as possible. And that's what we're going to do. we're going to address those things in that manner and try to curtail those things. And I think we ought to put it back on the ballot so that Missourians get another shot at changing the outcome of Amendment 3. I also think you'll see us tackle maybe income tax, Missouri state income tax, right? So we've brought down income tax dramatically over the last 3 or 4 years. Look for us to continue to bring down income tax, hopefully to a point where Missouri has no state income tax. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, Mike. Look at what Texas and Tennessee does. Look at the things that Florida does. They've got a lot of successful tax policies. All we have to do is kind of steal the good ideas that are already out there and implement them here in Missouri.
I heard Mike Kehoe talking about this quite a bit on the campaign trail. And he was saying, look, this isn't going to be, you know, in 2025, we have income tax. 2026, it's gone. This is going to be a plan that would be phased out over a course of time. And I think for the sake of argument, because I don't remember completely, but I think he was talking about maybe a 10-year time frame that it would be phased out. Does that sound like the type of plan that you're talking about?
It sounds exactly like the type of plan we're talking about. It's great to have a governor with Mike Kehoe that's 100% on board with our conservative priorities. Our priorities and his are very much in line, and it's really refreshing to have that partnership between the legislature and the governor. And so look for that to be a priority. You know, it's the tax revenues. I mean, Reagan proved this, right? You bring down taxes, tax revenues actually end up going up because people spend more of that money in the market like they're supposed to. And so, you know, we know these things work. Look for some other things to happen. If you recall, we passed a SAPA a few years ago, the Second Amendment Preservation Act. It got some court challenges. The court struck it down. We need to do some things to come back in and fix that and make that where it can pass through the court system, but certainly to respect the Second Amendment, to push for those Second Amendment rights as much as possible. Look for that to happen as well. I think you're going to see something. We got an incoming freshman out of Jefferson County, Bill Lucas, going to be a great new freshman member. He said to me the other day, he said, what happens when you got a city or a county or a school district, some public entity that is a sanctuary for illegals, a sanctuary city, sanctuary county, whatever it might be. He said, what if we had some legislation that said, if you're a sanctuary city, a sanctuary county, a sanctuary school, if you're doing those things, you don't get state money. I said, I love it. Let's do it. You know, so he's working on that legislation right now. That's common sense legislation. They say, what can a state do regarding the border crisis? Because the fact is, I mean, President Trump's right. Every state is a border state at this point. Well, that's something the state can do, isn't it?
It is. Hey, Chad, can you do me a favor? Since we had some problems connecting with you earlier, can you hold on with me through the break and come back on the other side and continue this conversation?
Be glad to.
That's awesome. This is Chad Perkins. He's the incoming Speaker Pro Temp of the Missouri House of Representatives, and we're going to continue this conversation with him. Mike Elam sitting in today for Mark Reardon on St. Louis's Home for Conservative Talk on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.